Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Squarespace. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to make your next move into a reality. Not to mention, with Squarespace's beautifully designed templates and customizable features, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. Simply add and arrange your content with but the click of a mouse, my dear boy. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code BANGBANG to get 10% off your first purchase. If you want to make an omelet, you're going to have to fake a few O's. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you so much, Shampoodler, catchphrase superstar, for that wonderful catchphrase. And welcome back to Comedy Bang Bang. We are tip deep in Augie Doggy and also tip deep in a new hundo. So enjoy both of those. Scott Aukerman here, your host with the moist, and we have an incredible show here today. We have some returning favorites. We have a new favorite. I don't believe our first guest, or AKA guest of honor, has ever been on the show. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
What's been going on with that? Well, I've asked you.
Yeah, I tend to wait until a podcast has done 500 episodes before commit.
That's the sign of quality. Yeah. If they're long past their prime, that's when you
want
to be on.
That's when I want. Yeah, that's my. That's when I strike while the iron's cold,
freezing. He is a wonderful comedian, also a writer. He's worked on such shows as Parks and Recreation. Is that true?
Yep.
The Good Place, is that true?
Yep.
And maybe Kroll Show?
Yep.
Wow, I got them all.
Nice.
Touch them all.
Yeah.
have you worked on any other show?
Master of None.
Master of None, really? I didn't know that.
Delocated.
Delocated, okay. You've been in shows,
Modern
too.
Modern Family, acted on that.
You acted on Modern Family. That's right. I believe I saw that episode. Yeah. Who
were
you?
I've been in 10 episodes. Dog?
Really?
Yeah. No one knows.
Okay, I guess I've seen one of those 10.
People know. None of my friends.
Right. Who are you?
I'm Ben. No last name.
Cool. Please welcome. Oh, and he has a special out on Netflix right now, of which I have seen the majority of, Joe Mandy's award-winning comedy special. Please welcome Joe Mandy.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello. Welcome to the show. We've known each other for a while, socially and through social media.
Sure. That's how you really know someone.
You have a raging social media account. Mm.
Furious.
It's both fast and furious.
Tokyo drifting.
It's
as well.
Tokyo drifting all over the place. You were involved in sort of a social media stunt for a while where you bought followers. Do you do you still own those?
Yeah, they're still there.
How many followers do you have on Twitter?
1 million.
And all of those are fake, practically.
Like, I would say over 80%, yeah. Maybe bordering on 90%, yeah.
And how much did it cost you?
$450 to $500.
American dollars?
American dollars. I mean, there was some transactions over dark web, the money was converted into whatever.
Bitcoins?
Whatever the Moldovan currency is. I gave a lot of money to a guy in Moldova. Yeah.
And the reason you did this was because, you wanted to lay bare what a sham having followers is, certainly on a more macro level. Yeah. But also, when people look at one's Twitter followers in the business, mm-hmm. it's impressive to see you have
1M.
Right.
Followers 1M?
It almost is like, wow, this guy's popular. Let's hire him. Yeah. Has it affected your jobs at all?
Yeah, all the jobs you listed only came about from
Modern Family.
My bots, yeah.
But I'm serious, though. When Netflix is saying, should we give Joe Mandy a special or not? Is it something of like, oh, he's got a million followers, we may as well?
I mean, this was an argument I had with some friends while I was doing it. So
why argue with friends?
Yeah, the compromise, it's in my bio. So I am, it's perfect, it's out there. I bought a million followers.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not trying to trick.
But anyone. A place like Netflix or whatever, maybe they don't know this and they're just impressed by it. I guess is my point.
Maybe. I mean, Kroll said that when we were working on Kroll Show, whenever I tweeted something, it would go into a document at Comedy Central that said like influencers.
Right?
I had a million followers.
That was Kroll. Privy to those documents.
Yeah, he runs Comedy Central.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of all of these conspiracy theories because of his dad, right, Julian?
Right. His dad gifted him Comedy Central.
Oh, wow, for his bar mitzvah.
For his bar mitzvah, yeah.
But you're great on Twitter. You're always speaking truth to power.
Mm.
Is that true? Is that a fair assessment?
Is that true? I guess. I'm always tweeting. I'm retweeting Pitbull, if that's what you mean. That's mainly what I do.
But you're also not afraid to retweet politicians and be very very profane towards them.
Sure. Yeah, I've been blocked. I just found out last night I've been blocked by Virginia Fox of
North Virginia
Carolina.
Fox?
She's this like demon congresswoman from North Carolina with like cross eyes. Like she's the funniest person. Like whenever you see a photo of Trump signing legislation or whatever, always look like close to his left shoulder. There's just this cross-eyed woman in like a doily, wearing a doily.
just a giant doily. Yeah. And you were blocked by her because of reason?
You know, I think a few years ago, she's just an awful person with awful beliefs. So I would always just write to her and ask her like what color panties she wore. Like that day, I guess that might have done it. I went back and deleted like all my tweets. So I was like,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why go back and delete them all?
Why let them stay there? That was funny.
It was funny then.
Virginia Fox, what color her panties were funny in the moment, but it just for them to stay there forever
as like
seems
a
kind of
permanent
foolish.
Record, especially if you were to pass away and it's like, let's go through Joe Mandy's tweets and like remember him.
Yeah, like
what color are your panties? What color are your panties every day? This guy was like, kind of a creep.
Yeah. Everyone's on Virginia Fox's side.
Tell us about this special, Joe Mandy's award-winning comedy special. This is it's a bold claim.
Yeah, I do. If you watch the special, I end up winning an award.
Really? You've just spoiled the ending to your special.
Well, it's award. It already says it's award.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess the title. Well, that's
the
how I feel.
A spoiler.
I feel titles are generally spoilers for movies,
like Passengers.
Yeah. Now you know they're in a ship or something.
Yeah.
Captain America. You know it has the character Captain America in
that.
It. I hate it. I want to go in blind.
Don't watch trailer. I don't even. I just say one ticket, please.
Yes. I like to say movie number one.
Yeah. And then I close my eyes and have an employee. Sit me down in the theater.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love doing it. They love when a Joe Mandy or a Scott Aukerman comes to a theater because their day is filled with joy and responsibility. So this special is, I feel like it's roughly an hour and 6 minutes. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. That's actually very precise. That's exactly that. Good guess.
And I usually when I watch a special, I count down from 60.
Yeah.
And that happens. It seemed to happen about 66 times. during your special.
Okay. I mean, that's a weird way to watch anything.
I don't know. That's what I like to do. So this is where did you film it, by the way?
I shot it in New York at the Highline Ballroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A wonderful venue. And was it a friendly crowd? Did you paper the crowd with friends?
I did not. I actually—
Strangers?
Mostly strangers, I think. Hmm. Yeah.
But they seemed to be loving it. Every once in a while— and I love when this happens on a comedy special. A camera will cut away to a crowd, and someone will be loving it. I'm like, they're so lucky they cut that.
We did an alt. We did a director's cut that's nothing but audience reaction.
Just audience. Yeah. Just none of you.
None of me. Yeah. Just you can. Like, I want people to feel see what I'm seeing.
Faintly hear your own jokes.
Right. There's no. I took my audio out, so good. It's just people kind
of. It's just
staring,
your POV of like
waiting for a punchline and then getting.
That actually would be a funny sort of bonus content on a DVD of just do the audience crowd from your
60
POV.
Minutes,
and then you going, are they liking this one?
Right. Like I have a GoPro on my forehead and it's my interior monologue.
It's like, oh shit.
That guy hates me.
That did not land.
He's not like any of this.
Not a bad idea for your next one.
I'm going to win him. I'm going to win him with this next one.
Does it happen to you? Do you ever single out someone in the audience and say, oh, they hate it, and then you try to overcome that, or do you just go, all is lost?
Always. I can always find the one person who doesn't like my comedy, and then I focus. I don't look at anyone else, which just makes them feel attacked almost from the stage.
Do you ever point them out and say, hey, you're not liking this, or is that—
Yes, I do.
Yeah, is that
they
what
don't like that either?
Is that what a comedian should do?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm still learning. I don't know. This special is mostly me flailing on stage, flop sweating, just looking at my watch. Just, oh god, when is this over?
Oh TikTok, why are there 60 more of these counting down from 60s?
I do that too. That's the weirdest thing. Is the whole time I'm on stage. 56.
There's a funny sort of bonus content on one of the Comedy Bang Bang DVDs where I believe it was I know it was Paul F. Tompkins and Casey Wilson, I know, and possibly Tom Lennon, where we were giving a talk back about one of our shows, and we realized we had 12 minutes to go, and we had run out of stuff to say, so we counted down.
That's great.
It was a lot of fun. And the audience really enjoyed it. They enjoyed, like, especially when it got close to—
Really, when it was, like, when it got into single digits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's really exciting. What are your plans then? This is out in the world, obviously. It came out approximately, I want to say roughly 10 days ago.
Yeah.
Perhaps a fortnight.
Is a fortnight?
2 weeks, I believe. Is it not?
Maybe.
I don't know.
That.
No one knows.
No one. There's no way of knowing.
But if you say it confidently enough, people just go, oh.
Okay.
This guy knows his British history.
I would say it was a fortnight ago.
Okay, great. Yeah, okay.
Was that convincing?
What are your plans then for comedy now? Because you're—
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm walking away.
Oh.
This is it. This podcast, I'm out.
You're like Kobe just taking off his jersey, throwing it in the crowd. I'm done.
In a lot of ways, I'm like Kobe. I don't want to get into this stuff.
Let's get into some basketball. You're a Minnesota Timberwolves fan.
Yep.
Disappointing draft this year?
No.
Good draft?
I was delirious with happiness.
You were?
Yeah, we traded our draft pick and—
Your face belies that.
This is me delirious. We got Jimmy Butler.
Who is Jimmy Butler? Is he an actual butler? Yeah. Does he like serve the other players during the game?
Yeah, I think we needed that. We needed someone
just relieve the pressure.
You know, just for the other players to feel like they were like in first class.
Your
you know?
Coach, sir.
Yeah. So we finally have a butler, which you know every good team has least one. We had zero.
Mm-hmm. Also maids. You want some maids.
Yeah, we're working on that. But, you know, you start with a butler and you work up from there.
Sure. So where are they going next year? This is sports talk, by the way, for all of the people who listen to Comedy Bang Bang for sports analysis.
The playoffs, baby.
Playoffs!
Yeah, I'm calling it now.
You're calling just the playoffs?
Just
and then
the
they're,
playoffs.
Then they're out?
Yeah.
Who wins this next year?
The Warriors.
Warriors.
They're going to keep winning.
Yeah.
They're a super team.
And what happens? Just someone's knee blows out and then it's like, okay, Warriors, you're done? Or what happens?
No, like they would need three guys' knees to blow out.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there was some sort of like 24-style plot with a sniper up in the rafters just like blowing guys' knees away, would that be an interesting thing to watch?
I mean, as long as they don't call the movie anything, I'll see it.
Yeah, because you don't want to know anything.
No.
How exciting would that be if you had no idea about a movie, you were blindfolded, someone walked you into it, and then it unfolded and it was all about a sniper blowing out Minnesota Thompson's
knees.
How excited would you be?
I'd be like, this is the greatest movie. This movie's fucking weird, man. I'm into it. I'm so glad I didn't know anything.
Well, Joe Mandy's award-winning comedy special, like I say, I've seen a lot of it, and it is really funny. I kept getting distracted by the news and things happening.
That's what's great about Netflix. Take your time.
I will. You know what I mean? I mean, why rush?
That's the thing. Screw up my metrics, man. Please.
No, I'm trying not to screw up your metrics because I want to complete it.
Oh, okay.
I want to actually finish the job.
They're getting reports. It's like, well, everyone's finishing it. It takes them 4 months to watch the special.
They are really savoring it.
They watch it exactly 60 seconds at a time. It's almost like they are counting down
or something. It's out now. It's really funny. Check it out. You can stick around while we talk to some other people, right?
I love it.
This is the show where we talk to interesting people, and you finally made it as interesting.
It's 501.
Well, this is 502, well, actually.
This is not the Levi's. Move me into
501?
501.
Yeah, we'll just snip out this entire performance and edit it into last week's show.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Love it.
No problem. Well, you are, by the way, you are from the Twin Cities?
Yeah, St. Paul.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Crocus Hill,
that's right. And so you must be very excited about our next guest.
I'm delirious.
He was the mayor? No, what?
Yep.
You were the mayor of Minnesota? What were you, senator?
I was a mayor before I was a governor.
You were governor. How could you forget
such a Pavlovian code word as governor?
What is Pavlovian about governor?
Well, it means when there's a physical reaction when you hear the word governor, your head starts shaking in approval.
I'm shaking up or shaking side to side?
Shake it up, shake it side to side, whatever you need, baby.
He has been on the show many a time. He is one of the, it's safe to say you're one of the founding members of the Enigma Force 5.
I don't think anything is safe to say, Scott. If you want me to guarantee your physical safety in this interaction, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Okay. I perhaps should have brought my own bodyguards, but I thought having such a big, strong guy here.
Well, I'm taking care of myself, but I've got enemies out there.
You do, right.
I've got it. The American people are my tag team partner.
The entire America. So if you are to go up to any citizen of the United States.
I could tag them in legally. But however, it's hard for us to find a league where we're able to compete.
Right. He, a wonderful friend of the show. It's great to have him back. He was stuck in the plug bag for a little while. Please welcome back to the show, Jesse, the body, the mind, the soul, Ventura.
Yep, thank you. The plug bag was an unfortunate episode in my history.
You spent years in there.
Well, you know, some people get disgraced and go to jail. I spent a couple of years in the plug bag.
It's almost like the Phantom Zone in a way, you know, like you were General Zod or something, just trapped in that mirror
Well,
dimension.
I did go into two dimensions, yeah. And there was a no as I hurtled into space.
Right.
But you open it up every so often, and I would sort of scream out comically.
I believe you were released last week, and so it's so good to see you.
Well, people would say maybe you shouldn't go straight back to the place where you accidentally fell into the first place, but this is my first media appearance.
Well,
besides,
you know,
my show on RT, which I'm very proud of.
Oh, what is your show on RT? Is that Rotten Tomatoes? What is that?
Sure. RT stands for something we don't need to get into.
Oh my gosh.
I got a show on RT.
RT?
Yep.
Okay.
It's about retweeting.
That's
the whole network. Go ahead and RT.
Retweeting with Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. Well, it's a show where I get on a motorcycle and I ride around. I've only seen the previews for my own show.
Okay. So they just filmed you, and you found out what the premise was a little later.
Yeah, I get on a motorcycle. I'm covered in American flags.
Okay, good.
And that's what you need when you're on a network like RT, which is Russia Today.
Oh, Russia
Today. So to make up for it, I've covered myself in American flags.
Okay, so it's and almost like you're neutral.
And I'm riding through a bunch of canyons and Navajo sacred sites.
Okay.
And then there's close-ups of one side of my face, and then it quickly shifts out to a wider shot of me with my arms crossed. And then you're not going to believe it. There's a close-up of the other side of
my face. Other side of your face.
We're
amazing.
Seeing both sides.
Wow, this is like a Joni Mitchell situation, both sides now.
Are you talking Oakland and San Francisco?
Maybe. Did you ever hear about when they paved Paradise and put up a parking lot?
I actually approved that in Minneapolis.
You did. Speaking of which, by the way.
Call it the light rail.
Speaking of which, we have a Twin Cities resident here. This is Joe Mandy. He's a professional comedian.
Avidly follow your career.
Really? Yep. What? That's such an honor, sir.
Yep. I've got a fetish for Minnesota things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you're partly a Minnesota kid out there, so I want to look. I'm just here to say you're welcome for what I was able to do for you in your youth.
It was huge. Yeah.
Were you a fan of Jesse when you were?
I loved your performances in the debates. What you did with the light rail system.
Razzle dazzle, I did it.
Predator?
So what we have here is I'm endorsed by comedian Joe Mandy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like when you.
Third party politics.
That's
attacking the New World Order. Yeah. He's on board with it all.
Mm-hmm.
When you went off the grid.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun. When you went off the grid for a while.
I'm still off the grid.
That good.
If you tried to plot me geometrically, I wouldn't fit on grid paper.
Are you still with the Enigma Force 5? As I recall, who were the members?
The Enigma. Look, I want to clear this up because there was an unauthorized memoir that came out.
Okay. Written by Kitty Kelly.
Kitty Kelly wrote the unauthorized Jesse Ventura memoir.
Right, yeah.
And she said some nasty things about the Enigma Force 5. It was primarily what I think of as a humanitarian effort.
It was you and a few other celebrities. Jimmy
Carter does Habitat for Humanity.
Sure, yeah.
And he builds buildings for people.
Certainly.
That's what this was like. It was me and Huelhauser driving around in a van, and we tried so hard to get Jimmy Carter on board.
Oh, man.
We drove up to his Habitat for Humanity. We slammed into one of the shacks and knocked it over.
That may be why he didn't join.
Look, that was hard to walk back.
So, man, if he had been number 3 of the Enigma Force 5.
It's not my fault that we repurposed a lorry from the UK that was made to drive on the wrong side of the road.
Right. Yeah, it is definitely not your fault. As I recall, it was you, Huelhauser. You were never able to obtain 3 other members.
There were other members, but they were auxiliary members.
Oh, okay. They were not official Enigma Force 5.
They were auxiliaries. We had a number of attachés, observer units. Have you ever been in combat, Scott?
Let me think.
Sometimes what you'll have is a military unit that's attached to the unit you're attached yourself to.
Right. Okay.
So you might have a liaison to the United Nations or what have you.
Were you part of SEAL Team 6? I'm maybe mixing up your bio. Were you part of that?
Look, I wasn't in SEAL Team 6. I was Navy SEALs back before they were the Navy SEALs.
What were they called then?
They were called the Underwater Demolition Squad.
That's a catchy
name. It was something like that. It was the Underwater Demolition Team, I believe, if I'm not making it up, which I could be.
Uh-huh. And it was your job to swim around and set off dynamite?
Look, yeah. If you've ever seen the A-Team.
Yeah.
What we did was a lot of A-Teams type stuff, except where the damage was a lot more than a car flipping over.
Right. Would they have to BA Baracus you to get you to go places? They'd have to knock you out and...
Nobody's able to do that. Look, that was another thing in the Kitty Kelly book.
Really?
I'm here to correct these facts.
Okay, she said that people were B.A. Baracusing you.
B.A. Baracusing me, yeah. And look, Mr. T, I served with Mr. T in Nicaragua.
You did? He was in the underwater demolition crew?
I served with Mr. T in Nicaragua. He had to get out eventually because all that jewelry weighed him down.
Oh, man. He's sinking just like a stone to the bottom.
Yep.
Oh,
and I had to get out because my chest was blown out by a predator, as I've said before.
Right, yes. So Predator the movie is a fictionalized account of what
this
actually happened.
This is all canon.
Right.
This is all way back canon.
Sure, yeah.
If you need to catch up on this canon, you need to go down to Office Depot and pick up the right ink cartridges because this is canon, baby.
That's right. So now that all happened before. What are some of the other inaccuracies that Kitty Kelly wrote about in the biography? What was the biography called? I didn't even
know. The biography was called Jackass.
Like the TV show?
Yeah, the biography. Well, there's a number of colons. It was Jackass, colon, this guy doesn't get it, colon. The Jesse Ventura, parentheses, unauthorized, www.colon.
www.colon.
There's been a theory that she accidentally had a stroke and leaned on the keyboard for the last part of the title.
Why would she? That she's taking shots at you in the title. I've never even heard
of
something.
Well, let's not put
like
it that way, because if Kitty Kelly takes a shot at me, I'm coming right back.
What if she was like a sniper blowing out your knees up in the rafters?
I was listening to that, and you know what? That's a credible theory. I've explored that on my new program on RT.
Right, yes. The
riding across the motorcycle of freedom.
Right. Is that what you're
astride the motorbike of liberty?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stand in the row in the motorcycle road and put our hands up and say, "Give me a ride."
Right, exactly. What were some of the other inaccuracies in the book? I mean, our beloved friend Huell Hauser, did she have anything to say about him?
Yeah, look, at no point was I ever transformed into a crowbot. Huell Hauser died peacefully. It wasn't in combat. I had no role in covering up.
I feel as if we heard you turn into a crowbot on this show before.
I've never turned into a crowbot, Scott. You can't say something and have it happen. Maybe that's the improv privilege that you've been living with for so long. You get to say something, and whoop-de-doo, somebody brings it out like a house of pies with a cherry on it.
House of pies. Ben Schwartz is getting jealous here.
Have you ever ordered a whole house of pies?
A whole house full of pies. That would be insane.
I like to sit down at Fred 62 and order a house of pies.
Do they get upset at you? Are they like, that's across the street?
Well, they roll their eyes, but they have to do it because it's all inclusive.
So is that what you're here to promote, is your new show?
I'm not here to promote jack shit.
You're just...
I was stuck in the plug bag. That was just that was 5 years of never-ending capitalist nightmares. Imagine every waking and non-waking moment surrounded by people plugging something as if our very existence is only commercialized shit. I'm here to unplug, Scott.
Did any of it do any good, those plugs? I mean, it seemed like things were a success or a failure based on the merits of the actual project.
I'm not trying to do good anymore. I'm growing my hair out and I'm living for me, baby.
Oh, is that you growing your hair out?
Look, yeah, what I call it is the Crypt Keeper. It's dead in the front, party in the back.
And a lot of puns coming out of your mouth?
Look, the puns come fast and loose. If you can't stand in the punishment ring, then you better get some better wordplay partners.
Joe, this is your opportunity to ask Jesse Ventura.
By the way, you asked who is Virginia Fox, and the answer, the real question is, who is Virginia Woolf? You switched it up on us.
Oh, yeah. Who's afraid of her? Yeah. This is your opportunity to ask Jesse Ventura any question. I mean, you're obviously a fan growing up where he was governor. And, I mean, this...
By the way, Joe, you had your transaction with the... million followers.
Yeah.
I might have been a party to that transaction.
Oh, no, really?
It was on the dark web. I've done a lot of commerce on the dark web.
That's where you live, is on the dark web.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I've got a major presence there. I've got a little condo.
You live in a
condo that I pay for out of the dark web.
Right, okay.
You ever have a dark web landlord?
No. Yeah, I guess I didn't stay long.
We're basically just having shipments of heroin and rifle sniper silencers shipped back and forth as currency. Moldovan Lou. Moldovan Lou.
Yeah, the Lou.
That was my preferred. Yeah, that was the coin of the realm.
Yeah. What do you think about Bitcoins? Are they still going to be popular?
Bitcoins are popular. Yeah, what? If you're not hearing about Bitcoins, that's because George Soros turned the news off.
Why is George Soros up to no good all the time? You know, paying protesters.
Well, exactly. You never hear anything good about him.
You know, have you gotten your check from George Soros, by the way?
It's like in transit. Like
they keep saying pending.
Yeah.
He tried to buy me off. He said you're already a winner, George Soros sweepstakes, but you had to subscribe to a bunch of New World Order magazines.
Oh no,
The Economist, Forbes, Fortune magazine, and I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he sent a giant check, and I ripped it up.
Really? And did you tear off your shirt after you did it, or is that a Hulk Hogan
move? I
tear
off my shirt just to go to bed. That is Hulk Hogan. I haven't done it on television.
What do you think about Hulk Hogan's troubles recently?
What troubles?
Well, I mean, I guess he got that big settlement, but
that sounds like he won.
Yeah, but he also, like, everyone got to see his dick and butt.
Gawker took him out. Gawker took him to Gawker said, hey, look at this guy. And he said, I tell you what, Gawker, gawk at this. Try logging on to Gawker.com now.
Gawker, gawk at thyself.
Pull up your Tor browser, HTTP /www.gawker.com/go. Click enter, and you're going to get an Arrow 501.
Sounds like the title to your autobiography.
That's how I'm correcting the record.
Right.
This episode, by the way, is more of an Arrow 502 because it's our 502nd episode.
Wow. That's,
except for my part.
I think you might have found the title to a thing.
good for him. Good for Hulk Hogan. Is he maybe going to be part of the Enigma Force 5?
Never. I mean,
never.
Nope, never.
Really?
Never.
Do you have bad beef between
that,
him?
That bastard. First of all, he looks like a hot dog. He's just called yellow and red, like a right. Generic hot dog.
So, yeah.
That
I mean,
man looks like a hot dog who came alive and ruined a Saturday.
So you were, it's a Saturday where you were going to eat a hot dog and it came alive.
Imagine you're going to have a nice, quiet Saturday reuniting with some military buddies. And then one of the hot dogs comes alive and starts ripping at his shirt.
Singing Hulkster Goes to Heaven.
Yes, singing this and that with a rag of mustard and ketchup on.
But he put out a record. How come you never put out a record?
He put on records.
What records have you put out?
I said put on. I put on Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, okay. You a big fan?
I love Fleetwood Mac.
What's your favorite?
I've always, you know, I always said Fleetwood Mac was Led Zeppelin for girls, but I like it myself. Right. I put it on. I put on Fleetwood Mac, and I just shred.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Well, that's factually inaccurate, but I just like to challenge myself with little brain puzzles like that.
Well, Jesse, it's great to have you here. Are you going to stick around or what?
I've got nowhere else and I need a ride. So, yeah, I'm okay. Sticking around.
All right, great. And Joe, you can stay here for a minute.
All right, great.
Well, we have another returning favorite here in our next segment. Morpheus the Dream Lord is going to be with us. He's returning. Come on back after this. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang. September's coming. You know what that means. Awards season. September through February? Oh, that's where award shows live. If you're like me and being nominated for multiple awards, there's one thing they don't tell you. When the Academy calls you and says, hey, we want to honor your work, what they don't tell you is you're going to have to wear a tuxedo. That's that sneaky little fine print they don't mention. Well, look, maybe you're like me and going to multiple award shows over multiple nights and you need to look your best. Or, I don't know, maybe you're going to a wedding or you're going to a fancy party. Maybe a fancy party where you're wearing masks. Like an Eyes Wide Shut situation. Who knows what freaky thing you're into. There are only so many opportunities in life where you get to wear a tuxedo. It's not have to wear a tuxedo. It's get to wear a tuxedo. A tuxedo is the ultimate thing that men can put themselves in and still look good, no matter what you look like. If you show up in a tuxedo, you automatically look better than anyone else in the room who is not wearing a tuxedo. That is the truth. That is the God's honest truth. But for some reason, we don't want to wear them a lot. So if your big day or your special event is rolling around, that one opportunity you get to wear a tuxedo to look as great as you feel, then you're going to want to do it with suits from theblacktux.com. Theblacktux.com. They have high-quality rental suits and tuxedos. And get this, this is the best part. They are delivered to you. You don't have to go to them. You don't have to go to that skeevy tux shop that has all of the styles from the 70s. They look like they haven't bought a tuxedo in the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. No, these are high-quality, modern, great-looking tuxedos, and they deliver them to your doorstep. The Black Tux gives you a new way to rent. Plus, they have free home try-on so you can see the fit, you can feel the quality of your suit months before your event. And the best part is, all of this done completely online. You don't have to talk to anyone. And this is great for agoraphobics who want to stay in their houses and never speak to a person. This is an incredible deal for them. TheBlackTux.com lets you create your look, or maybe you want to choose from tons of stylist-selected outfits. Suits like these, they normally, and I know because I'm suit shopping any second I'm not working. They retail probably approximately $1,199, $1,200, somewhere around there. But at the Black Tux, they start at just $95. If you have questions or issues, their expert customer care team has your back every step of the way. And after ordering, your suit is going to arrive 14 days before your event. That way, if anything happens to not be right, if you're not enjoying the style, if you're like, oh, this is too boxy on me, who cares what your problem is? They don't even care. They don't care. You probably are going to want to explain yourself. You're probably going to want to say, hey, here's the problem. They don't care. They're like, shut up. Just send it back. We'll give you something better, a free replacement right away. And then when your event is over, you just drop your rental back in the mail. It is easy. Shipping free both ways. Wow. Stand out. All right. This is the way to stand out at your event for the right reasons, not because you look like a dumb dork, but for the right reasons. The Black Tux. To get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/bangbang. That's theblacktux.com/bangbang. You're going to get $20 off your purchase. That's a great deal. I'll see you on stage accepting your award. Hey, everyone. Want to thank Lisa Mattress. Lisa Mattresses. Lisa Mattress? They call themselves Lisa Mattress. They don't just sell one mattress. Hey, Lisa. Do you mind changing your name to Lisa Mattresses? I'm worried that people are going to go to your website and go, oh, someone already probably bought that mattress. I mean, after all, they are B Corp certified. Anyway, we'll talk about this later. But Lisa Mattress, great company. I remember when I first learned about them, I thought, I wonder why they got into the business. Probably to make money. No, not true. They were founded with a simple goal: to help people sleep better. That's all they wanted to do. If they made money, fine. Sure, they're a big success, and people are paying them for this wonderful night's sleep, but I think that's a fair and equitable trade. They're getting money for creating this incredible product, and they would agree with that, and I would agree with that. Forbes even agrees with it by naming it one of the top 20 startups to watch. Not to mention internet retailers, fastest growing e-retailer in 2015, all of that. The most important thing, though, is they're B Corp certified. I know you've been looking for a business and you've been out there going like, Target, are they B Corp certified? Do I dare shop there? But there's no information about that out there on the internet, about their B Corp certification. Lisa Mattress wants you to know it is B Corp certified, baby. All the way to the top, every aspect, total 360 B Corp certified. And that is pretty, pretty inspirational to me. See why everyone is raving about Lisa by trying it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Think about this. You go to Lisa Mattress or Lisa Mattresses and you say, hey, give me one of your mattresses. I want to sleep on it for 100 nights. And after that, I'm going to give it back to you, not pay for it, and you're going to have to throw it away. What a weird person you would be, but they're willing to let you do that. Incredible. What an incredible business. You choose from three different premium foam, universal adaptive feel layers. So you're going to choose from three of these, including the 2-inch Avena foam top layer for cooling and breathability, the 2-inch memory foam middle layer for body contouring, or the 6-inch dense core support foam for durability. These are some pretty intriguing foam layers, I gotta say. Lisa Mattresses, available only online in the US, UK, Canada, and Germany, or in Realsies at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC. And they ship to you compressed in a box. Although it doesn't say it in the copy, I'm going to guess it's probably the size of a mini fridge. With prices that start at just $525, what do you have to lose? Plus, for every 10 mattresses Lisa sells, they donate one to a shelter. That's really great. Right now, you can get $100 off a Lisa mattress with the offer code BANGBANG. That is L-E-E-S-A. That's how you spell Lisa. L-E-E-S-A.com. Offer code BANGBANG. You're going to get $100 off. Enjoy that B Corp certification, Lisa. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. Joe Mandy. Joe Mandy's award-winning comedy special out on Netflix currently and exclusive to Netflix as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you putting out a CD of it or anything like that?
We're talking about it. I don't know. I might just rip it off, take the audio.
Just do some CDRs and then, out of your trunk?
And then sell them outside the Staples Center after basketball games and stuff?
You know, I've been doing that with my podcast.
Really?
Yep, it's a straight-to-laserdisc podcast, and I sell it out of the trunk of my school bus.
Jesse Ventura is here with his Criterion collection of his podcast.
Yep.
Wow.
My only criterion is that I'm on the case.
We are here to welcome a very recent favorite guest here back to the show. He was on mere weeks ago, I believe. We learned all about his realm and his dominion. Please welcome back to the show, Morpheus the Dream Lord. Hello, Morpheus.
Thank you, Scott. But it is I who should be welcoming you, as the moment I arrived, you all fell fast asleep and are now in my realm of the dreaming.
Oh, no, we fell asleep again during the show.
Yes.
God, the last time this happened, I just put out a show and it was all silence for the last 40 minutes.
If I don't get out of this universe by the end of this episode, I'm going to be real hosed.
Welcome back to yet another alternate dimension, Jesse, the body Ventura.
Well, here we go again.
Hey, Morpheus, your voice seems
Scott.
More gravelly than the last time you were on there.
I don't think so. My voice remains consistent with precision. I disagree. That is,
okay.
Your perhaps memories are foggy and dreaming, just, Scott.
It seemed to me like you were putting that on in order to impress one of our guests.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's almost like Christian Bale's Batman or something.
It's a natural cadence, and I've spoken like this at all times.
All right. Well,
I'm in a dreamlike state of somebody be Aberac. Kissing me.
Yeah. Hey, maybe
yes,
someone's
your body may be being dragged onto a plane as we speak.
God, fuck it.
Joe, maybe someone's taking us into a movie, so we don't know
what
it is.
Yeah. Eyes are closed.
I'm here with an agenda, Scott.
An agenda? Okay.
It is your guest, Joe Mandy, that I'm here to speak with.
Okay.
For as you know, I do not see the waking world. I can only see people's dreams.
That's right. So we've established this before. Morpheus has some weird ideas about what our reality is like.
Okay. I cannot walk in the waking world. But I see every creature's dreams.
Yeah,
so I
so
learn
what
of your world from what people are dreaming of.
What do you think the Beatles are?
The Beatles. Oh, easy. The Beatles are four carpenters who came from France to fix John F. Kennedy's body
and
bring it back from the dead.
That's a credible theory.
Oh, really? So you
the Beatles,
investigate this.
The Beatles toured around America with JFK's body and their lead singer, Marilyn Monroe. And then Yoko Ono broke them up.
Speaking of famous Marilyns, what do you think Marilyn Manson is?
Marilyn Manson.
What are his dreams like, I wonder?
Marilyn Manson's dreams, yes, they are tasty dreams, for I devour dreams like food.
Hmm. Do you eat food as well?
I also enjoy food.
Okay.
But dreams are my primary meal.
Okay. But what's the ratio of dreams to food?
Let me see. Well, my doctor's on me about this. If it's up to me, I'm having all dreams,
right.
But dreams are carbohydrate heavy.
Is there a dream pyramid that helps you achieve dietary
dream
health?
Dream food groups.
Okay.
Do you have any dream allergies, too?
I do not, but several of my siblings do have dream allergies.
So you were saying in the food groups there's sex dreams.
Sex dreams, you shouldn't have too many sex dreams. That's the top of the pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid is deep unconscious issues facing your fears. Fear dreams.
Mm-hmm. What, nightmares?
Nightmares. Unsolved issues, archetypical Jungian conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
You should have 4 to 5 of those a day.
Okay, right.
Above that is stress dreams and sort of just more minor and mundane.
Is that like your protein, the mundane dreams?
Yeah,
just
you
like,
should. You
oh, would, hey, I wonder what this is.
You can't have too much of those. Yeah, right. It's sort of like, you know, naked in a classroom.
Right.
And, you know,
hey, what are you?
Trying to start running, but you can't run.
Like,
you know?
Sex dreams are great, but what about wet dreams? Those must be great because the person doesn't wake up and you get to experience that orgasm, that little org.
Yes, yeah. That is my only knowledge of sex is when people have nocturnal emissions.
Is that part of the meal?
And they go to completion during – yeah, it's like a dessert. It's sort of like a cappuccino. It makes my heart race a little bit. But if it's after a heavy, heavy day of eating, it's nothing like a good nocturnal emission to top it off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so – but you're
Marilyn Manson's dreams.
Yes, Marilyn Manson, yes.
It's hard for me to know what he is. His dreams mostly take place in a corporate office, and he's wearing a suit. Mm-hmm. And he is sort of chiding people about their time cards.
Is it a goth cut of a suit? Like
what's,
skinny?
What's goth?
Or,
what's goth?
Oh, you don't know what goth is?
No one
has ever dreamed about being goth?
Tell me what it is and I'll
wow,
tell you if
they dreamed of it.
That
must be a totally human artifice then if people are
Tell me what goth is and I'll see if tell me if somebody's dreamed
goth
of it.
Goth is like dressing in black.
Nope.
And, no one dresses in black.
In black in dreams.
Oh, wow.
Pastels or sometimes colors have a new definition of the dreaming. People dress in jealousy or they dress in sexual desire.
Well, I've been sitting here as a giant pair of yellow submarine lips.
Yes. Yeah, I've noticed that.
That's right.
That's how I see myself in dreams.
This is your dream manifestation, a huge Peter Mac-style pair of lips.
Being chased around by a couple of fingers that are made for a butthole.
That's right. That's your interpretation of those fingers. You can't
aren't
tell
all
that
fingers made for a butthole?
Yeah, these fingers well, are not made for a butthole any more than other fingers. Let me see. Well, actually, these do seem particularly rectum-shaped fingers. You're right.
But you're
you all have manifested in your own dream selves. He is Joe Mandy is a huge butterfly.
Oh, I hadn't noticed until you just said it. But
I just noticed that too.
Yes, yeah. with a crown. And you, Scott, sit here as a gelatinous cube.
But I noticed I have a TJ Maxx name tag on.
Yep, you're still keeping it economical but stylish.
Okay, good. All right.
TJ Maxx. I was in the plug bag and I did my duty.
Wait, so people were plugging TJ Maxx in the plug bag?
Any jingle I can you could imagine was echoing through my mind.
What about keys on Van Nuys? Do you ever hear that one in there?
I've pushed that memory out like Jackie Kennedy.
Okay. So you're here with an agenda,
that's
Morpheus.
Right. So I watch everyone's dreams, and sometimes someone's dreams have become tangled. Mm. They're so distraught or filled with an unresolved sadness or rage that the dreams have become stuck, and I have to intervene to help them move on. Mm. Last time, Scott, I helped you.
That's right.
Through ways that I cannot currently remember.
Nor can I.
I know that it was your issue that we talked about for longer than I expected.
I do remember talking to you, but it was in a dream, so how can I be expected to remember it?
It's not fair for me to ask. But no, today I'm here to speak to your guest, Joe Mandy.
Okay, Joe Mandy of Joe Mandy's award-winning comedy special.
That's right. Oh, I haven't. No one has dreamt of it yet. I haven't seen it yet.
All right.
Wait a minute. Surely someone has fallen asleep during it, and it just casually morphed.
If somebody
into
falls
a dream.
Asleep during your special, then yes, I would more likely be.
Oh, you hear the audio.
Their dreams will be influenced by what they were just.
It'll almost be like Joe is there right in front of you, like saying the jokes to you in like in a classroom. Or
he'll
something
appear
like that.
In the person's dream, and I'll get to sort of catch a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, a minute here, a minute there. Mm-hmm. Eventually, over the centuries, I will have watched all of the comedy special. Ironically,
what's
the
your
more,
favorite comedy special?
Well, I only get to see the ones that people fall asleep during. So
right.
I know Emo Phillips' second Showtime special. I like that one a lot. Gallagher's original Mad as Hell. I've seen that a couple times.
Good, good.
Buddy Hackett's. Schmucks in Vegas 2.
Schmucks in Vegas 2.
Yes.
Wow. What about that Joe Piscopo Halloween one that he taped
seen
at
that
UCLA
many times,
where he had the costume contest?
Yes.
While he was changing costumes.
Yes, I see the dream version of that often.
Great, great.
No, but Joe, your dreams are troubled. You're haunted by regrets.
Yeah.
And things that you haven't done. And we have to fix that before I can release you all out of the dreaming back to your conscious bodies.
Well, Joe, what could these be? I mean, what are your main regrets?
I never really went for it when it came to lacrosse.
Yes.
I thought just I had like a natural ability. And I was too scared.
In your dreams, your hands are both scoops.
Mm.
Just scoops, yes. And I was curious why, but they're the lacrosse scoops.
They're the, oh, I thought you meant like the Raisin Bran scoops.
No, his feet are Raisin Bran scoops.
Oh, interesting.
But those I recognize. And I was like, well, he's hungry.
The whackers.
Yeah.
Whackers. Right?
Whackers.
That's the lacrosse term.
So you never made pro. Is there even a pro league of lacrosse?
There is, but it's they try to keep a secret.
It's okay. Basically Minnesota playing Manitoba over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you had to guess, what are some of your other regrets? Do you have career regrets? Do you have relationship regrets?
It's a love regret, Joe.
It's a love regret.
Whoa. It is an unrequited romantic or sexual, or wow, just longing. In the dreaming, all of our longings sort of mesh, whether it's it could be a sexual longing or a love or even a friend that you miss, a deep platonic love.
Right. So now you recently got married. Is that right?
I did, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But the only person that's coming to mind is Angela Bassett.
That's it.
Whoa!
It is.
A deep longing for Angela. I couldn't tell.
Cinema Stella?
Ooga. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a sort of a journey that you need to take to realize yourself.
How did you ever know Angela Bassett?
I didn't. I regret not meeting her.
It's the concept of her. She's an archetype. Many people have dreams of Angela Bassett.
Yeah, that's that makes sense because that's the face I see when
getting their groove back.
Mm-hmm.
Exhaling.
Was she in Master of None this season?
She was. Yeah, I had no part in the second season.
But you worked on the—
I worked on the first season. Maybe I regret not working on the second season. Yeah, that's it.
I only have seen the second season.
Oh, really? A lot of people fall asleep?
Dreams of the second season. I'm not sure. I don't mean to make a comment on the second season, but I've caught—
Sounds to me like you're saying the second season was boring.
It could just be that it's gone on—the show has now existed long enough that it has infiltrated people's subconscious.
Or, just people fall asleep and then autoplay starts playing.
Yeah, yeah. That could be it. Yeah.
I have seen a lot more media than I used to.
Because of autoplay?
People leaving stuff on and
yeah, that makes
putting
sense.
Stuff on sleep timers and then listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you like sleep timers or no?
I'm a huge fan. My dream is for the waking world to be asleep at all times.
Oh.
And to enter into my realm permanently.
What, do you think that'll ever happen? I mean, that would be terrible.
Good luck.
Fingers crossed. Jesse, I notice you're trying to escape the dreaming. You're digging a hole with your lips.
I was hiding it pretty well, but it looks like you can see everything.
In my realm, I can see all.
I thought my plausible deniability was that I was maybe just chewing on the edge of reality.
which is also
an album I'm working on.
Oh, really? Chewing on the edge of reality. Oh, God, I want to hear that.
Joe, you have to let go of your love for Angela Bassett. She's not meant for you.
That makes sense. I've never even met her.
Well, that was easy, and that's fixed.
Whoa!
That's fixed. That's right.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you.
Look, he's returning to human form.
Wow. You're no longer a butterfly with lacrosse scoops for hands.
Or Raisin Bran scoops for feet.
Just different kinds of scoops.
Can I cook for you guys? Can I get you something to eat while you're here, by the way?
Do you have any of those jism dreams?
Yes. Well, now, don't pig out. Don't pig out. You're going to regret that.
I chewed through the wall of the universe. I'm getting out.
No, Jesse.
I'm going to the next world.
That's the plug bag. That might be the plug bag. Oh, no. He's back in the plug bag. We all know the dimensions are the dreaming and then
next to the plug bag.
Door,
yes.
The plug bag.
Then the Phantom Zone and then Lidsville.
Oh, well, this is too bad. Look, we need to take a break. Are we still going to dream or should we wake up?
Do you need to wake up for the break?
No, I think we can still hang out during the dreaming. Yeah, we'll hang out for a while.
This will be a dream.
There's more come here. Do you want some, Joe?
Whatever sponsor this is not their real ad. It's the dream of their ad.
The dream version of their ad. Okay.
So when it doesn't make sense.
We get some little bread for
I'll go get some.
Sop up the cum better.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's see what I can dig up.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Comedy Bang Bang. Ideas, where do they come from? The brain? Maybe. The heart? Hopefully. Well, maybe you have an idea, and I hope you do. I pray that you have at least one idea in your life, because sometimes you can turn those ideas like Rumpelstiltskin. You can spin them into gold. Sometimes those ideas, though, They go right in the crapper. And I don't mean like Thomas Crapper, who spun his idea into creating the toilet. I mean your ideas, sometimes you squander them because you don't have a way to get your ideas out there to the public where they belong. But look, whatever your next big idea is, there's someone you can count on to help you create an eye-catching online platform that brings it to life, and you know who it is, and it's Squarespace. That's right. Maybe you need a portfolio to showcase your work. That's a way you can get your ideas out there. Maybe you need a store that you can sell your products and services in. Or maybe you want a blog so you can share all of your ideas. Well, Squarespace gives you everything you need to look like an expert right from the start. We're not talking like your website is up and running for 6 months and then people are like, this person's not an expert. And 6 months into it, they're like, eh, maybe he is. He or she. I'm saying from the start, people are thinking, this person is an expert. And Squarespace lets it happen. And get this. Squarespace even gives you a unique domain. That is incredible. Squarespace is just passing out these unique domains. I mean, it's hard to get attention for your idea if you're using someone else's domain. Like Facebook.com, you can't use it. TheFacebook.com, I bet it just redirects to Facebook. Squarespace is going to give you a unique domain which strengthens your brand. It makes it easier for visitors to find you. Your visitors are not going to be typing random letters and numbers into their computer anymore. They're going to know where to go because you have a unique domain. Thank you, Squarespace! Look, there's a lot of other stuff I could talk about, award-winning templates, adding and arranging your content with but the click of a mouse, my dear boy. There's a lot of stuff I could talk about. Nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. 24/7 customer support, helping you with any problem. You know, I could talk about all of that. But the important thing that I want to impart upon you today is if you are going to make a next move with your idea, you're going to want to start your free trial at squarespace.com today. Offer code BANGBANG. Enter that. You're going to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that is BANGBANG, B-A-N-G, B-A-N-G. Squarespace is going to be the conduit to put your ideas out there in the world. Remember that unique domain thing. That's very, very important. Squarespace. Unique domains. That's where they live. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have Joe Mandy of Joe Mandy's award-winning comedy special, and we have Morpheus the Dream Lord. Hello. Jesse the Body, the Soul, the Mind Ventura got sucked back into the plug bag. That's too bad.
That sucks. He just got out.
I know. It was
it was meant to be. On some level, he wished to be there.
That's interesting.
Your dreams are always, on some level, driven by the person dreaming them.
They are.
And maybe your desires.
Good heavens.
Who's that? Is that someone in the dreaming
with
us?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just a luck dragon.
Oh. Wait a minute. Who is this? I recognize you, don't I?
Perhaps you didn't expect your dimensional hole ripped open to get all the way to Fantasia, where I'm from.
Wait a minute. You're from Fantasia? You're a
That's
luck dragon?
Right.
Are you...
I'm Falcor.
From the Neverending Story.
Welcome, Falcor. Welcome to the dreaming.
This is an honor. You were like my favorite character growing up.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. That you would have been a perfect little boy.
Thank you.
Tell me, Joe, would you mind scratching around the backside of my ear? Ooh.
Okay.
Does that feel good?
That feels so good.
Falcor, I must warn you, as the lord of this realm, in your realm you have fallen asleep when you entered this realm.
Uh-oh.
So whatever you were doing, you just fell fast asleep.
That means that Atreyu was really getting fucked up.
Oh, no.
I suppose.
That means that the nothing is winning. Oh, well. What's going on here?
The nothing was having a short-term victory as you visit the dreaming. Well, we're serving up some food to my guest. Also, Scott, thank you for being a good host even while you are in my realm. I notice you've manifested a desk around yourself.
I have, yes.
Several mugs of water and pencils and some of them.
It's handy.
Yeah. That I always dream of being a talk show host, don't I?
Your body, just the bottom half of your body is a desk currently.
That's right.
Like a centaur, but instead of a horse, it's a desk.
Right, with wheels, though, so yes. I can get around.
That's handy.
You look awfully comical trying to host your show on my back as I give you anything you want.
Well, let me get up there, then. All right. So,
ow! Ooh!
Ah, that's hurting me, too.
Ow!
Ow! Why does it hurt me?
My God, those legs are sharp.
Let us go for a ride around the Dreaming. Joe, come astride.
Come aboard.
Falco.
Come aboard.
Line up.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, okay.
There, you're on the aft wing.
All right, Falcor, take us on a tour of the Dreaming.
Sure thing. Anywhere. I love it when people are on my back telling me where to go.
Sounds like you're our slave.
In a way, yes, but the happiest goddamn slave you can imagine.
No need to bring
Let
God
us go
into
to the realm of Nightmare.
God, no. This sounds scary.
The nightmares roam free as creatures.
Oh, no.
The nightmares don't mean harm. They don't mean evil. They mean to help us resolve our issues.
Oh, no.
Okay. Plus, they're cool looking.
Okay, well, I
guess. The nice dreams, they're lame.
I don't know. I guess this will be like that part of Splash Mountain where, you know, we go into the scary place.
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain, a movie that must not be seen, but a ride that everyone has to go on.
I know. Isn't it kind of weird? No one can watch that movie anymore, and yet there's a very popular ride at Disneyland about
yes.
it.
Yes. Well, I hear that at Magic Mountain, they're going to have a Gone with the Wind ride.
Oh, good. All right. Take us up.
Take us to the nightmare.
Okay.
Whoa!
Further toward the moon, toward the darkness.
Anything you want. Toward. Almost getting old really quickly.
Oh, God. My teeth are all falling out.
Yes, we are all nude and fat. We are the worst versions of ourselves.
I'm a naked dog.
So everyone's laughing at me. Why?
I got giant flying fleas.
Joe, what are you seeing?
Yeah, this is it's kind of just upsetting.
That's right.
I'm bummed out, frankly.
Yeah. This is terrible.
This is a bummer.
Oh, yeah. It's good for you. You want some more food? Can I get you guys anything else?
I'm not hungry. I feel like vomiting all of the little mushrooms that I've eaten.
Wait, why have you eaten a bunch of mushrooms?
Much cum.
It's all I eat.
You had too much cum? Yes,
I had too much cum.
There's only nightshade and toadstools in the nightmare realm.
I haven't begun to eat enough cum. Why didn't I get any?
Back to the regular Dreaming.
Take us back.
Falcor, take us back.
Take us back to your
Right.
Take us back to your cum stores, Lord Morpheus.
Down here, right down here. Down here by my...
Da, da,
this is like a huge silo.
Da, 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 da,
yes,
da,
this is a silo of cum. Now, don't eat too much. Because I'm warning you.
Oh, God.
It's going right to your thighs.
Oh, God.
Let me wrap my long white body around this silo full of long white bodies. Oh, that's right, I look like a sperm.
Oh my God, the sperm has come to life.
That's right, Falcor's energy is invigorating the sperm.
It's my own cum.
Oh, the sperm is impregnating Falcor.
Each one of them is a tiny Falcor.
Oh, my God, Falcor,
okay.
You're pregnant now.
All right. Okay.
You've got a big belly now. Oh, God, you're having a litter of luck dragons.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of tits I'll have to grow.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's no problem in the Dreaming. You just have to wish it to be, and your tits will appear aplenty.
Babies.
Whoa. Look at all those tits. Oh my God!
There's a million. Nice.
I think I'm having a nocturnal emission.
Yeah, me too.
Looking at all those tits. Oh really? God!
So fun for me to see an orgasm.
Well, now I've got to name all these little Falcors.
All right, let's name them. How many do we have? We have 20.
42,000.
May as well get to business.
I shall name this one Absence.
Absence Falcor.
Yes, Absence Falcor.
Wait, Falcor is your last name?
Falcor
is. You call yourself by your last name?
Yes, and our coat of arms is two annoying dragons crossed against each other with little boys flying on our backs.
Oh, okay. Who do you want to name this one, Falcor?
Let's call him Chuck.
All right, Absence and Chuck. And who else? Joe, would you like to name one of the Falcors?
I mean, Jimmy Butler's on my mind.
Okay, Jimmy Butler Falcor.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call this one Yearning.
Can I name one?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Scott.
Okay, TJ Maxx.
All right. TJ Maxx.
Wait, you know the TJ Maxx theme song?
That's the little guy singing the little thing. He learned fast.
Oh, wow.
Which Butler did you say, Joe Mandy?
Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler.
Is there a way that I can eat the rest of my Falcor cum to avoid having to play this bit out further?
Daddy, sure. Don't eat me.
Uh-oh, it's George Soros, Falcor.
Daddy, don't eat me. I want to grow up to be a big, big philanthropist who pays paid protesters.
You can eat him if you want.
All right, well... here's doing my part.
Please don't do... Oh,
scrub, grabble, grabble, grabble. That's good.
When you wake up, you will only have the foggiest memory of devouring your own child.
Did you say froggiest?
Froggiest memory. You will have the most toad-like memory of devouring your own child.
Do toads have good memories or bad memories?
They have sort of wet memories that sort of change from baby to adult.
Why do we think that elephants have good memories?
Because, you know, they're sharp creatures.
Yeah, okay.
They don't get lost.
They know better than to go back to Philadelphia. It's the dumbest thing I've said all day.
Getting political, I guess?
All right, here, let me serve you up a little. Have some, eat some of these sort of mundane routine dreams. It's just, just sort of like the...
Yeah, this is kind of like...
cool you down.
This is kind of like eating like some peanut butter or something. You know, if you're too high or something. All right.
Yeah. This is a dream of just being lost in your high school. But you're not stressed about it.
Yeah, but it's like, look at all this stuff that I used to
cleaning your room over and over again.
This is a conversation with a friend.
Yes.
I have to update... Google Chrome.
Yes, that's right. This is a dream of updating Google Chrome.
Dream.
Well, it's not exciting, but it'll settle your stomach. It's good. Trust me, you'll thank me.
And it's
later.
Not a stress dream about a stress dream.
Stress dream.
Here's a boring dream of me flying.
Just a routine.
That's boring to you. See
to you. But if Joe eats that, it'll upset his stomach.
Because that'll be exciting.
That'd be so cool.
Yes, if you eat each other's mundane dreams, it will be exciting to you, unfortunately.
But I guess, Joe, as a comedian, you have boring dreams of flying because that's you must be traveling all over the place.
And also, like, I'll be honest, like when I'm on stage, it feels like I'm flying.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, for the audience as well as you.
I mean, that comes, feel like we're on a
that comes through in your personal energy. I can see.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know any good open mics that I could get up at?
Are you trying to be a comedian?
Well, people have always told me that I'm fun.
Fun, but funny?
That's what I want to find out, because I won't know until I try.
That's true.
I'm not really familiar with the scene here in the dream realm.
There's a good open mic here, yes. it's not always good. There's a couple of sort of crazies who come in there and ruin it, but most of the people are
How
good.
How early do you have to arrive to get up?
You get there at 5 o'clock. You go up at 6:30. Everybody gets 4 minutes.
Do you have to write your name down? Because I've heard you can't actually, like, write
in a dream.
Yeah.
Right. You're not able to... You can't
see numbers. You can't write.
Yes, you can't. But you have to do the equivalent of peeling off a piece of your soul and putting it in the bucket.
If you don't do well, do the two southern oracles come alive and zap you into a pile of armor?
Oh man!
Not always. That story's gotten around.
Yes, I'm scared to go up for that reason.
That seems specific to you.
There's in the Garden of Eden section of the Dreaming. There's a pretty good mic on Monday nights.
Okay.
On other nights of the week, they sort of have bands.
Right. Yeah.
But on Monday nights, they have a good open mic. Wednesday, sort of at 11 o'clock at night, there's a good one in the back of Pumpkinhead's Bar.
Do you do stand up, Morpheus?
I dabble. I mean, you know,
I'd love to hear a little bit of it.
No, come on, Joe. In front of Joe, I would feel okay.
But Joe, you're not a judgmental type.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you're very helpful to young comedians.
At everyone's service.
Yeah. So let's see if
one of you could dream a stage here, it would help me see
if I can do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is just a TV studio, Scott.
It looks like someone's dreaming up a bad stage with one light that's sort of at eye level.
Right.
Okay, well.
And it's right next to a bar.
And the door is also, there's a bathroom door next to the stage.
Yeah.
All right, well, this will do.
Okay.
All right, so. You know, be honest, but be kind.
Okay, great. Okay.
hey, everybody. My name's Morpheus. I'm a several millennia aged endless creature, and you'd think that would mean I'd get more experienced, but tell that to my wife. Okay, that's just an Oprah. It's just an Oprah.
That's not a laugh at you, by the way. That's a generic passing time for me.
It's a more of a get-to-know-you one than a real joke. I'll get into the good stuff here.
Do you have a wife?
I have a girlfriend named Thessaly.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't consider us dating. I think we're dating.
So you're sort of lying when you...
Well, we just have different interpretations. In the dreaming, our perceptions are foggy and fluid. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She says we're not dating. I say we are. Okay. We're on and off. Okay. We're on and off.
Okay.
Sounds like you're a cuck.
Hey, Voltar.
Do you have
the concept of cucks out there?
I've had a couple of drinks here. It's a two-drink minimum. You're not allowed to enjoy the show. All I was doing was laughing.
All right, sir. I'm going to have to ask you.
I was doing was laughing. No, I'll be good. I'll watch him. I'll just sit here and watch. Just give me another chance.
Falcor's a heckler. Falcor's a heckler.
I don't think I like the realm of...
Go ahead, then. Okay. Go ahead. Make me laugh.
Okay, fine. I'll go into my next joke.
Okay.
So...
You're on notice, though.
That's
not,
hey.
Not you. No. Not you. I mean, Falcor over.
Well, I like the pressure. Hey... Who out here has ever dreamed of losing their teeth? Anybody
always dream of their
teeth? Sure, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, can you imagine that dream if you're a crocodile?
What a jackass.
Hey, this guy. Can we get the spotlight on this guy, sir? You come to many comedy shows?
Yeah, sure. They're calling it like your mom's life.
Hey, this guy's pretty funny. He should be on stage.
That's what I've been saying. Get up here in the audience.
Get up on stage. Get up there.
Get up for your next comic, Falcor.
All right. Well, folks, let's see. I've been working on some news. This is my first time on stage.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, I have some slightly evil ideas about women. This is something I'd like to see if it works the first time I get on stage, right? Yeah. Work this out, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what are these ideas?
What? Well, no, I'm being generic so I don't have to ruin everyone's night.
Well, I'll say, like, all your tits are still out, and that's funny.
Yeah, tits out, laughs up.
That's the way we like to fuck.
Well,
that's our show, everybody.
Whoa!
Here in the open mic room. Wow. Thank you for coming.
It was harder than it looked from down there.
Yeah. I got to say, that's the most consistent open mic, though, I've been at in a long time.
That was a pretty good one.
You guys both did really well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't gone up a lot.
I would say your material isn't all that great, but just your confidence level.
You have poise. You both have poise.
Oh, I appreciate that. Appreciate
that. You just seem like fun.
Do you want to do a two-man act?
Sure. Yes, let's do it.
Would you maybe get into... the East Side scene with me?
Is it a little more alt?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
We can go to places like El Cid.
I can only go if somebody's dreamed of El Cid.
Oh, has anyone ever dreamed of El Cid?
Or upstairs at the palace? I think
guess
it's
Charlie
now.
Chaplin would have a long time ago.
I guess so. I maybe got food poisoning there once, so I probably did.
Let me see. I can summon up a vision of El Cid from Scott Aukerman's food poisoning dreams. Okay, yes, this is El Cid.
This is it, yeah. Puke all over the place, yep.
All right, here's our two men. Say Falcor.
Sure.
I noticed you're a luck dragon.
Yeah, that's not all I am.
Okay. Yeah, what else are you?
I'm a lucky bastard too.
Oh.
Tibidap tabida teletan.
Oh.
More like a cock dragon.
All right. I will kick you in your own cock, you asshole.
Hey, fuck you, dude.
All right. Let me.
You're not funny.
Let me scare this guy until he jumps into a dumpster.
You suck. Oh, God.
See, that's how I handle hecklers.
Wow, you manifested a horrific face. You manifested yourself into a horror creature.
Yeah, look, I might not get any laughs, but I can sure shut down any hecklers.
I'm sorry. You are funny. I just feel bad about myself.
All right. I'm demolishing this El Cid vision and going back to the placid grasslands of the dreaming.
Oh, my God.
Welp.
Here we are.
That was as fun as anything.
Falcor, I think you got a future.
Yep.
Yeah, I really do.
Well, Morpheus, I'm kind of timeless.
You are. How old are you again?
I'm 50,000 minutes old.
50,000 minutes.
I might be 50,000 yeah. minutes old.
In the time it takes you to calculate how long it is, you'll be dead.
I don't think I can do that kind of math. 50,000 minutes old.
Imagine a wizard, but they had a little bit of a budget and said, why not make him a big dragon thing? But they didn't have enough of a budget to animate the whole body. Okay. That's what I am.
I was going to try to do the math, but I pulled a Pop-Tart out of my pocket.
Yeah, yes. Wow. Wait,
calculators
looks delicious.
Have it trouble does. Existing do, in the dreaming.
Yeah, do you want to eat? Do you want to split that? Yeah.
Yes, that was your phone, but now.
God, it's filled with bugs. God, Morpheus.
Bugs is one of the great food groups of the dreaming.
There's protein. I've heard. It's
yeah,
good for protein.
It's in between yeah. stress dreams and wet dreams.
All right, I'll keep going.
Rather
I might want to pour some cum on it, though.
Mm. That's a good idea.
It's anybody like, want some kombucha? You want some kombucha?
Sure.
I'll have some kombucha.
All right, okay. Well, you're guys, stage, we're just about out of time here on the show. I feel terrible about this, but we do have one last feature on the show, and that's a little something called plugs.
You've got something to say.
Oh God! I think Jesse
is fighting the plugs.
I'm tied down by plugs.
Jesse, fight your way out!
I've done that 600 times already.
Grab my hand!
I've been through all this before. It's not worth it.
No! We don't want to lose you.
Look, I'll just sit here in the plug band.
No!
And
here.
Not hurt anybody.
Reach out for my hand.
Nope, maybe you assholes ruined your chance.
You're punishing us by staying in the plug
yep,
bag
I'm going to stay in the plug bag, and that way nobody will get to enjoy me.
Can I join you?
You want to go in the plug
bag?
Yeah,
I mean,
Joe, you have
a
career.
I have a lot of questions.
The...
I didn't want to ask on the air, but I have 2 Minnesotans.
Yeah, do you want to plug something before you jump in there, though? I mean,
I think this whole thing, you watch my special, but I'm done with comedy, like I said, so.
Yeah, get in there.
I have turned it into a third-party paradise, if you want to come
Let's do it, man.
Oh, wow. Whoa, look, Joe jumped into the plug bag.
It's like a painful journey to enter the plug bag.
Oh, my
well,
God.
We're both flattened out in 2 dimensions, as you'll notice.
Yeah, wow.
Plugs are two-dimensional.
You're floating towards me on that sort of mirror flat surface.
Yep,
and,
that's what we have the budget for as well.
Right. I want to thank Mintfist for that plugs theme. That's Tight Plug by Mintfist. Let's see. I want to plug the Now Hear This Festival out in New York City, September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Comedy Bang Bang. Got a live Comedy Bang Bang out there, so come out and see us. Also, I want to plug, I believe my issue of Spider-Man Deadpool is out in trade paperback form now. I believe it's Spider-Man Deadpool Side Pieces is the one. Paul Scheer also wrote, and Jerry Duggan, a friend of the show as well, also wrote stories in that, so pick that up. All right, Morpheus, you want to plug anything?
Yes, I have a new nightmare. Where faceless creatures slither into the bed and you don't know you're asleep, and they sidle up next to you, and then you get aroused and then scared, and then they open up their heads and eat you. So be on the lookout for that.
Okay, when is that coming? When can we expect this?
When does this drop?
The first Monday of Augie Doggy.
Okay, it's been out for a couple days at this point, actually.
Oh,
so you might have already had this nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I believe I did have it. Yeah.
Enjoy it.
It's hard to remember when you have them.
Well, we're still in the dreaming here,
yeah.
So time is strange.
Jesse or Falcor, either of you?
Well, I'd say we're a little bit interchangeable.
Yeah, you have very similar voices, I gotta say.
You
it's
hop
like me
in
and
here.
Adam Scott.
You want to hop in here to the blood bag? Okay!
Two totally different people.
Well, I'm here with Jesse, and I'm here with Falcor.
And either of you want to plug in?
My hair is mingling with his.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. It's like an avatar situation.
It's a little bit of an insult that you leave the endless possibilities of the dreaming to go into the two-dimensional square of the plug bag.
Well, that's just your standard two-party way of framing it.
Right, yeah.
This is a third-party existence outside of waking and dreaming.
Okay.
Plugging. Plug life, Matt.
Plug life.
Well, look, I'm going to plug something because I've heard that
You know, I've associated with James Adomian on a number of occasions.
Oh, the comedian James Adomian?
Yeah, I mean, I hooked up with him. I don't like to talk about it.
You hooked up?
I've seen many sex dreams about James Adomian and
the
dreaming.
Yeah, it started out with some friendly wrestling, and we sprung a couple of boners, and then we went at it.
Does that happen with all wrestling?
Well, no. That's a common misconception. But we did. Look, we've had a thing, and we're just friends now.
Oh, okay.
But I know that he's performing in Edinburgh.
Oh.
Edinburgh. And he's doing the French festival. And I said that I might go.
Whoa.
What he's going to do is he's going to find out in the first couple of days if I'll work or not. And I might go, but I might not. So
sure,
maybe I'll
knows?
Be there, maybe I won't. But I know he's going to be there the whole month of August.
Wow, the entire month of August. Yep. You can see James Adomian, perhaps you.
Yep.
That's if anybody incredible. Out there could watch the show and then dream of it, I would like to watch.
And we've also got to see if it's, you know, if we're going to strike the romance up again.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, how long were you guys together?
Well, just, I would never say we were together. We just had a thing, and it just happened.
Right.
You know, I don't drink much anymore, but if you get a tequila and a cigar in me, then who knows what? Then suddenly we're playing blackjack.
Oh, is that how it started?
Well, just a code. Blackjack is a code word for doubling down and splitting aces and eights.
Okay, I don't want to know. Even you splitting eights? You both have 8-inch penises?
Yeah, and that's when you really split them open.
So you guys are splitting each other, meaning like you're
I wouldn't
that's just
sharing.
That's just a frottage.
Right.
That's what you call a frottage.
What's this, Joe? Do you split eights normally?
I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah, you split sevens
and
depends
on
what. Oh, wait, no, you should
split. It depends on what you're up against.
I don't have the manual.
Never split tens.
Is it a Mandy manual?
A manual.
All right. I mean, in the dreaming. I regret being in this.
Well, you're trapped in here from now on. Morpheus and I are going to get out.
Let's see where this goes, man.
Voltar, you want to plug anything? Or
what?
What is your name?
Falcor.
I answered a Voltar, sure. Might as well be some kind of generic fuckboy character just souped together from Joseph Campbell. Yeah, I'm Act Two, guy who rescues the kid after the thing happened. That's what I am, a generic help you out bastard.
So there's Falcor, Voltar, and Jesse.
I'll tell you what I've got to plug, Never Ending Story.
Oh yeah, it's out there.
Out there. You can see it on wherever you'd see it or not, the saddest fucking thing you've ever seen for a child.
All right,
you ever want to see an 8-year-old cry? Put on the Never Ending Story.
Well, you know, I think that's just about it for plugs. So do you guys have any last words before you're trapped in the plug bag forever? We're just about to close it up.
Just tell Angela Bassett how I feel about her.
Okay, what about your wife?
Well, I mean, that's not the important thing.
Okay, it's Angela Bassett.
She knows how I feel about her. Angela Bassett does.
I will visit Angela Bassett in her dreams and tell her about you.
Okay.
Joe, that's the attitude that I think is going to go a long way here on the blood bath.
All right,
I love it.
Guys, it's been great seeing you again, but I'm afraid it's time to close up that old plug bag.
I think
close
I'm
it
ready.
Up.
Talk about bags and bags. I'm talking about
oh my God! They're disappearing.
Oh, was I supposed to be sad
oh my
about
God.
It?
I was just waving.
Just on my phone.
It's almost like the sunken place.
Goodbye, Joe.
They're getting smaller and smaller.
How many ever other characters there were besides Joe?
Oh my God! They're gone to us forever.
I lost track of how many characters there were at the end.
Well, Morpheus, I guess it's just you and me. But you know what I realized is they were trapped in the plug bag when they're dreaming, so
that's
I wonder
right.
if we were to wake up if they would be back in their bodies.
I'm not sure. I can't
not
speak
sure.
of it, but
do you, tell you,
why don't you wake up and see it?
Okay,
usually
in a dream I wake up by getting scared of something. Can you provide me something that's really scary?
I'll give it a shot. Yeah. Okay, we look over there and then look back.
Okay.
And look.
Ah! Oh, God!
Hi, it's me, Joe Mandy.
Wait a minute.
I'm Jesse Ventura.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, have we been incepted into another dream?
Here I am, Hollywood's famous comedian, Joe Mandy.
And I hate the government.
Wake up!
Hi, Scott!
Oh, Jesus! All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Man. James Bonding Podcast.
James Bonding is back.
I'm Matt Gourley.
And I'm Matt Myra. We are officially back with weekly episodes of the James Bonding Podcast exclusively on Earwolf.
We'll be tackling all of the movies, official and unofficial, and a whole lot in between.
That's right. You might want us to talk about James Bond Jr. Stop asking. We might.
We won't. But we'll talk about a lot of other things. Why should you trust us?
Because we're James Bond lovers,
not experts.
Subscribe now.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in podcasting. Well, who'd be interested in that? Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What is the first thing that you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Can you imagine if every day was 25 hours? Would you sleep during it? Maybe you could sleep more, especially if you, but maybe you can't sleep more. It would be an extra hour to do like fun stuff for you. You could, maybe it's like you're always like, I can't exercise. I can't find the hour. Well, now you got it. Well, a lot of our friends and neighbors out there, we spend our lives wishing we had more time, right? Well, the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? Well, therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And you can learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/bangbang.